Innisfil today received the following letter from John Paolucci regarding the effect of government assistance on employment, shocked and bewildered. How is it possible that a family that might have two or three members, children living at home, that were only working a few hours a week at minimum wage are each getting paid $300 a week by the government to not work? If you were working part-time 5 to 10 hours weekly, you're getting $300 a week for the last year. That could be an extra $600 to $900 a week, $2,400 to $3,600 a month given out by the government for part-time workers. Plus whatever other benefits were available this last year for other family members. I venture to say that some households are doing much better financially than they were before the pandemic, while others have been completely ignored and suffer financial hardship. This overpayment has led to staff shortages in nursing homes and small businesses alike. Many have lost their incentive to work. Former employees will tell you they get paid more not to work. How will our elderly seniors be cared for and how will these businesses survive? Why are healthy, capable people still getting paid not to work? It's taxpayers that have been working through this pandemic that are paying for it all. A debt that will be carried forward for years. Through all of this, the same government has given nothing to senior citizens who are struggling to survive as the cost of living and expenses have increased. People who have worked and paid their taxes their whole life in support of this country. How is this fair? All this brought to you by a government who gave themselves a paid holiday last week, while most employed citizens had to work, in remembrance of the atrocities that Native children suffered for many decades under the direction of the federal government. The Prime Minister, current head of the federal government who created the holiday, went away on vacation and did not attend any of the services in recognition of those atrocities and to acknowledge all those families who suffered. It's very hard to have faith and trust in the leadership of this country when these glaring abuses of power keep happening. Lots of lip service, and photo ops, little concrete action. John Paolucci, Innisfil.